Testing. Good to go. Is it on? All right. Good evening.
Good evening.
Let us get started. Amen. Father, we are so thankful for this school. We thank you for Apostle Thompson. We thank you for the apostolic call. We thank you for his family, the royal family. Father, now we're here, and we're here. It's about business. We thank you for divine alignment that you set in the church, first of all, apostles, secondarily, prophets, thirdly, teachers, after that, helps, governments, gifts of healing. Father, we thank you that when you set these gifts in the church, that was your divine order, government. And we thank you, Father, not only did you set gifts in the church, you also gave gifts unto men. And we thank you that you gave the apostle, the prophet, the evangelist, the pastor, and the teacher. In addition to that, Father, we have these nine manifestations of the Spirit, which is our spiritual equipment to carry out, to function in each of those ministry gifts as you saw fit. So we thank you tonight for the Holy Spirit. Holy Spirit, make known to us your mind. Make known to us the purpose and the divine will of God. And we'll forever give you the praise, the glory, and the honor for it in Jesus' name. And all of God's children say amen. Amen. All right, let's first things first. First question on your mind is exams next week. Okay, let's make it plain. All of the exam questions will come from the quizzes. Okay? All exam questions will come from the quizzes. So tonight and the previous two quizzes will make up your exam. We possibly will send you a study guide so to have some added information. All right, just to make you uncomfortable, because I don't want you to think it's going to be easy like Sunday morning. Okay, I think we, Mantra, we're not here to make this easy for you. We're not here to try to fail you, but you will study. Amen. All right, so we're going to pick up with in your books, it should be up on the E, Bridegroom's Voice of Love. And I guess in order to pick up with this, in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we call it the love chapter. But when it comes to moving in the gifts of the Spirit, we said that love is what? Love is what? I'm going to see if you're listening. Love is what? I don't see nobody raising their hand. Love is the motivation behind what? Moving in the gifts of the Spirit. In other words, the gifts of the Spirit is not for show. The main motivation for functioning in and operating in any manifestation of the Holy Spirit is love. Now, if you listen to what Reverend Montrell was sharing earlier tonight, we're in the love business. God is a God of love, right? So if God is the God of love and we're in the people business and all people want to be loved, then our motive for operating in the Spirit would fall right into that same groove. You follow what I'm saying? We're not trying to draw attention to ourselves. Amen? We're flowing in the Holy Ghost. All right. So it's not love. I need love and I don't need the gifts, or I need the gifts and I don't need love. It's not one so much versus the other. It's one is the main motivation of the other. Now, remember, we said 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse number 7, but the manifestation of the Spirit is given to what? Every man to what? Prophet. See. The gifts of the Spirit, listen to me. We're talking about government, right? Government is about building, right? Right? Jesus said, upon this rock I will build my church, right? And when you study the scriptures to see how Jesus built the church, who was the first people Jesus called? 12. He had a bunch of followers. He went and prayed all night. After he came out of prayer, God showed him 12 men who he chose to be with him. He ordained them to be what? Apostles. The next gifts you read, we're talking about the way Jesus built the church. The next gifts you read, Acts 13, you read it, verses 1 and 2. And the Bible said, and in the church there were certain prophets and teachers. I told you, when you study the scriptures, the Bible say line upon line, precept upon precept. Jesus is the one building the church. Jesus is the one who gives the gifts. Ephesians 4, he read that tonight, right? He gave gifts unto men. 1 Corinthians 12:28 say God set the gifts in the body as it pleased him. And this all had to do with the building of the church. So when you look at the order in which Jesus built the church, he first took apostles. The next thing you hear about coming into the church, prophets and teachers, amen. Then the evangelists, amen. Then the pastors. Yeah, it's not so much as a pecking order, it's a governmental functioning order. All of the gifts make up Jesus. All of the gifts make up who? Because Jesus stood in all fivefold ministry offices. Apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, and teacher. So, but we got to have order. And you can't get by the apostle. You listening to me? And so God gives these gifts to equip men and women to stand in these offices. You listening to me? So you will see some of these gifts functioning at a higher level when you're an apostle, when you're a prophet. Come on now. This is the Bible. But the main motivation for functioning in those gifts is what?
Love.
Why love? Because God loves people. And all of these gifts are used to build up people, not tear them down. I mean, I've seen some stuff in the church prophetically. But, you know, when you prophesy, it's not about telling people dirt. Y'all, now y'all kind of quiet. Yeah. How come you can tell everybody dirt, but nobody know yours? Okay, let's keep on. Come on, don't hurt nobody, Pastor. Come on. Now, so let's get it straight. So love is the main motivation. Speaking the truth in
love
will set you free. All right. So now, under verse E, it talks about the bridegroom's voice of love. Y'all see that in your books? Okay. Revelation 19 and 10. Revelations 19 and 10. And I what? I fell at his feet to worship him. And he said unto me, see that thou doest this not. I am thy fellow servant and thy brethren that has the testimony of Jesus. Worship God, for the testimony of Jesus is the what? The testimony of Jesus is what? The spirit of prophecy. Now, so this is what I'm saying to you. All prophecy gives testimony and witness to Jesus Christ. That's why it's not about you. It's about him. Are you listening? So in 1 Corinthians 12, it says, no man speaking by the Spirit of God called Jesus what? A curse. Because you can't be up under the control of the Spirit and say something ill towards Jesus. Okay. Now see, now can I help you?
Yes,
when you talk ill of your brother, you're talking about Jesus. Uh-huh. Because we are connected to him. We are flesh of his flesh, bone of his bone, every joint supplied. So that means all of us in here as the people of God, as ministers of God, we are joined to the one body, every joint supplied. So when I'm around here bad-mouthing you, I'm talking about Jesus. Jesus said if you did it to the least, you did it to all. Y'all kind of quiet. But this is truth. All right? Now, so the spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. All prophecy is to glorify God. What is prophecy? Speaking under divine utterance. 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20. Come on. Is that the one that talks about the prophecy? Huh? Read it for me. What did it say?
Knowing this first.
Notice what it say. Knowing this first. This is the first thing I want. Listen to me. This is the first thing I want you to understand in this class. Knowing this first. That what?
That no prophecy
of the scripture. No prophecy of the scripture. The scripture is that which is written and that which cannot be broken. No prophecy of the scripture, what? Is of any private interpretation. That's why you need apostolic government. Is of no private interpretation. God is not going to do it your way. He's going to do it his way. Government always bespeaks order. So it's no private interpretation. No apostle over here going to be saying something different than that apostle over there. Not when they come to the scripture, that which is written and that which cannot be broken, because that would create chaos and confusion. So no prophecy of the scripture is what? Is of any private interpretation. For the prophecy came not in old times by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were what?
Moved
by what? All right. Now you said, why are you telling us this? Because remember, we said all of the gifts flow on what? The prophetic gift, prophecy. Right?
Right?
All of them. The other six. We said to you before that tongues or diverse kinds of tongues and interpretation of tongues is equivalent to what?
Prophecy.
So the other six piggyback on the speaking gifts. Y'all got it? Okay, y'all know some of this is going to be on the test. All right? So we need to understand that. So read it again. What it says? Not knowing this, the next verse.
For the prophecy came not in old time
by the will of man,
but holy men of God
spake as they were moved
by the Holy Ghost.
Y'all got it? So watch what I'm about to tell you. So that means when we prophesy, we better make sure it's the Holy Ghost talking. And we're not prophesying out of our intellect and out of our own will. And because we like somebody or because we dislike somebody. That's why prophecy is not a game. I've seen too much of it in the church. People just want to prophesy. No foundation. Prophecy is to be done in order. Because prophecy is to give testimony to Jesus Christ. Now, the spirit of prophecy releases the testimony of Jesus directly to us. Jesus testifies to what God and he are saying in the heavens about us. Does y'all see that? Huh? The spirit of prophecy releases the testimony of Jesus directly to us. Jesus testifies to what God and he are saying in the heavens about us. Y'all, can I tell you? God ain't talking bad about you. God trying to tell you who you are in him. That's what prophecy do. It'll build you up. Remember, prophecy builds up, edifies. When you speak in an unknown tongue, right? You build up yourself. But when you prophesy, you build up the whole church. That's why it is better to prophesy than to speak in an unknown tongue. Because when you just want to pray in tongues, it's more about you. But when you prophesy, it's all about him and his body. Are y'all with me? All right. So, number two, prophecy testifies to Jesus and should fully represent him. Any misrepresentation could prove negative for the one prophesying. You might want to pay attention to that. Prophecy is the voice that heralds the bridegroom's, which is Jesus, manifested presence to the bride, which is his church. Y'all got that? Okay, chapter number two, moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. First category of gifts. We may have mentioned these already. Gifts of utterance, or we call them mouth gifts, or speaking gifts. All right? These three gifts are what?
The message of tongues, the interpretation. Now, the message of tongues, I know most of you are familiar with King James. Remember, I didn't write the book. This is ASV. But in the King James, it would be diverse kinds of tongues, interpretation of tongues, and prophecy. In this book, it is the message of tongues, right? And the interpretation of tongues and the gift of prophecy. So those are what we call the three speaking gifts, gifts that say something. When God wants you to know what's on his mind, he speaks through prophecy. Y'all hear that? That's why prophecy enters directly into the spirit of a man. You listening to me? God's pure word. All right. So there are three vocal gifts: the message of tongues, interpretation of tongues, gift of prophecy. Vocal gifts are tools for inspiration. Now you can tell when somebody prophesying. Yes, when somebody's prophesying under the unction of the Holy Ghost, motivated by love, not to draw attention to themselves, the entire atmosphere will change. Yeah, and you can also tell when somebody got up there showing off. Because the service will be high, and when that person got up, you said to yourself, and watch this, they'll use scripture. Thus said the Lord, Psalm 91. But they're in left field. I told you, I was in a meeting, apostle was preaching money cometh. The person prophesying, his whole essence was to come against what was being preached. Y'all better hear what I'm saying. So he comes up in there prophesying, talking about it's all about Jesus. It's all about the blood. No, it's all about money coming. You ain't the apostle preaching. See, listen, the gifts of the Spirit don't work like that. The gifts of the Spirit will never chop down a leader who up there. I'm trying to get some help. God built his own church. God ain't silly. God ain't gonna have you cut down his man. That's why when it comes to functioning in these gifts, you got to be under authority. You got to be submitted. You got to know you can't jump up in the middle while somebody preaching something but prophesying. Sit your tail down. See, we don't have enough people to do that. That's why we got all these crazy people in the church that go around from church to church prophesying. All these intercessory prayer groups. You don't go to intercessory prayer to prophesy. You go to pray. And leave people husband alone. Always prophesying about somebody else's husband because you ain't got none. Oh, Lord, let me hurry up and get off of that subject. Come on now. I'm trying to help y'all while I'm here. All right. Now, vocal gifts bring the word of God to the people of God. You want to know what's on God's mind? You want to know what's in God's heart? Vocal gifts will tell you. That's what I love about vocal gifts. You ever went to church discouraged? I say, you ever went to church discouraged? Yeah. Oh, come on, all you faith folk. You done read too many faith books. Hey, well, I'm always up. Yeah, that's good. I appreciate that. But I can tell you down. Yeah, you quote all the right scriptures, but your countenance tell me something going on in your heart. You didn't come here lifted up, but boy, one word from God spoken under the inspiration of the Holy Ghost will lift you up and change the whole atmosphere. Y'all might as well say amen. See, I'm about to tell you something about prophecy you don't even know yet. Now, vocal gifts bring the word of God to the people of God. They bring a fresh word for the season, a now word. Listen to me. Look up here. Everything God is doing, he's doing it now. So prophecy deals with the now of God. Y'all kind of quiet. Y'all want prophecy to work? See, y'all, we try to lump everything together. Prophecy deals with the now. Hello, somebody. The word of wisdom deal with the future. Y'all kind of quiet now. See, God, whatever God is saying, he's saying it right now.
He's saying, do it right now. We need now words. I'm tired of what God is going to do. You ever been around that for 30 years? Hell, it take God that long to do something? My God, 6 days, God did the whole earth. The seventh day, God took a seat. Pardon me, keep the camera, but God sat down. God say, I'm resting. God been resting ever since. That's why you can't get God to do nothing. Because God said, what you trying to get me to do, I've already done. So if it's already done, that means it's done now. It's for you right now. Act like it. It's yours. You got it? Then we have this great promise in 1 Timothy 1:18. You read it. But in 1 Timothy 1:18, when you get a fresh word and a now word, you're sitting up under the apostle. God talks to him about you. He speaks that word into your life. Look at me. Look at me. When that apostle releases that word to you, God ain't telling you what he's going to do. He's telling you what he already done. So you can rest. Because God works like this. When he speaks, it's done. Then he puts you at start and say, go through the process. The word will bring you through tests, trials, temptations, shut your ministry down. Yeah, but I'm a great evangelist. Sit down, evangelist. See? Real men of God know this. You're always running to people who want to go out before the season. And you try to shut them down, but they don't listen. Because they don't recognize the apostolic call. See, when you function as an apostle, you ain't trying to shut people out. You're trying to build them up. But apostles can't agree with us. Because they see down the road. And they don't want you to make shipwreck. Y'all kind of quiet. Apostles are for building. And that's what these gifts do. Say the gifts build. So Paul told Timothy, who was his son in the gospel, he say, I want you to go out here and wage a good warfare based upon the prophecies that has went forth on your life. Now think about that. Think about that. God can speak to you constantly over a period of 15, 20 years. And you could wage the warfare with what God is saying. Because you're not going to jump or move till God say so. Y'all kind of quiet. But that's how you do it. You can't make a prophecy come to pass. But if it's the word of the Lord, baby, drop it in the bank. You listening to me? Now, so prophecy releases a what? A fresh word to the people of God. A what? Now word. That's why Hebrews 11:1 say what? Now faith is. Now, not tomorrow. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, being the evidence of things not seen. Now. Say now.
Now.
So faith brings a charge of spiritual mood, and the atmosphere of faith and liberty releases God's people. Now, listen to me. Faith is based upon rhema. You know what rhema is? That which God speaks to you. Right? You have the logos, but you have rhema. Logos is that which is written. Rhema is that which is spoken. Prophecy is based on rhema. The word that God speaks to you. And whatever God speaks to you must be judged by that which is written. Y'all getting that? You can't go outside the Bible. Everything God speaks is after the counsel of his entire word. Y'all listening to me? All right. Now, the spirit word, rhema, creates life, energy, strength, and force in our ministry. The spirit word releases fresh oil over the congregation. You sitting in the service, your money funny. I say, you sitting in the service, your money funny, and the apostles say, the money just keep on coming. Y'all kind of quiet. I say, you sitting in the service, a bill due tomorrow. Y'all kind of quiet. I'm going to go over here. You sitting in the service. 4 bills due tomorrow. You don't have no money in the bank. You're trying to lock what's going on. And God said, the money just keep on coming. Now, what you going to do? You should be able to receive that prophetic word, which will bring you to the next level. The cure for recession and lack and poverty is keep on sowing. That's a fresh apostolic word. Are y'all with me? All right. It goes on to say, when we are sensitive to God and speak his words, it will bring God consciousness over the people we are ministering to. See, prophecy brings forth a consciousness that God is in this house. Y'all follow me? Now, the second category of gifts. Second category. First gifts are 3 speaking gifts. The second category are revelational gifts. And they mean exactly what they say. Revelational gifts are gifts that what? Reveal something. Reveal something. Now, I told you last week, now pay attention in class. I don't know why we think Jesus just went around doing stuff. Jesus was functioning because he was anointed by God, the Holy Ghost. Everything Jesus carried out in ministry, in life, when he walked the earth, was because he was walking as a man anointed by the Holy Ghost. Apostle Thompson and all of his teaching, when you listen to him talk, he said, I depend on the Holy Ghost, me. He said, Holy Spirit, if you don't show up, I'm going to fall flat on my face. Any real preacher will tell you they got a voice talking. They got a voice greater than their voice. Y'all not listening to me. They got things that come to you that you couldn't possibly make up. Come on now. Come on. You can't make up things that God speak to you. The reason that God said everything, a prophecy, is related to the now is because faith has already won. Faith has already won. Faith never is winning. Faith has already won. So now faith is. You listening to me? So spell now backwards. All right then. I ain't that smart to figure that out. The Holy Ghost told me that. If it's not now, it's not faith. And if it's not faith, you haven't won. So watch how you talk. Quit telling me what God is going to do when God has already done it. I'm not going to be rich. I am rich. I'm not going to be healed. I am healed. I'm not going to be filled. I am filled. I'm not going to submit. I am submitted. We need people to be submitted. That's what this government is all about. I know y'all don't want to hear Montreal, but I'm going to say it again. If you don't want to be connected, if you don't want to follow apostolic government, this ain't the school for you. And I have to admit now. Now, Montreal speaking as a son and a spiritual son, but I'm going to tell you right now. This is one of the greatest men in the whole earth right now in our own backyard. And we got people doing what they did in Jesus' day. Hello? So don't get discouraged about the people who don't want to follow, because they did it to Jesus. Come on. They did it to Jesus. They walked away from him. They wouldn't follow him. Own brothers and sisters right there in the house wouldn't follow him. Friends, family, and relatives wouldn't follow him. Why? Because they didn't recognize who he was. So now here comes something you need to hear. That's why you want to move in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. Because the Bible says no man can come to him except the Spirit draw him. So I ain't worried about all them folk who don't want to show up. Because they wasn't drawn. And they might be in the way of the way. That's a whole nother thing. Y'all listening to me? That's what these gifts are. The gifts of revelation. See, Jesus moved in these gifts. Everything he did. Matter of fact, why are we tripping? In the Old Testament, the prophets, what you think the phrase, the word of the Lord came unto me saying is? The word of the Lord came unto me saying, that is God speaking directly to his men. Here's a man, they y'all better hear me now. They say, the stew is bad. The gumbo is bad. Y'all read the Bible under the Old Testament, prophet Elisha, huh? Somebody went out there and got some bad herb, put it in the stew, stew all messed up. Now, y'all better be ready for this. Because see, when a man is functioning by the Holy Ghost, he don't have his senses get suspended. The prophets say, go get some dung and put it in the pot. I know if you would have heard that, you wouldn't ate it. Y'all kind of quiet. How is dung gonna make gumbo taste better? Y'all kind of quiet. When Jesus healed that man and he spat on the ground, what you think, he just did that because he? No, he was hearing the Holy Ghost say, spit. Put it all together. Stick it on his eye. Y'all kind of quiet. Now, if we would do that today, if an apostle would do something like that today, oh, no, he might have AIDS. Oh, no. Oh, Jesus, he might be. No, you see, that's why we can't flow. Kick the pot. Throw the chair. That's all acts of the Holy Ghost. That's why moving in the gifts is so important, because you got to get your doggone senses out the way. All of you can prophesy in here. The problem is you don't think you're good enough. You don't think you've attained a certain spiritual level. Following the Holy Ghost easy. Listen to his voice and do it. Even though it's going to make you look stupid. Put dung in the pot. Put dung in the pot, the gumbo going to come out all right. Y'all kind of quiet. Spit on the ground, mix it up, stick it on his eye, then tell him go wash it off. How you going to send a blind man to a pool called Siloam? Huh? The only thing is, if you follow the Holy Ghost, the pool meant sent. Y'all see? The pool meant sent. He was obeyed. Jesus sent him to sin, and he came back seeing. That was the gift of the Spirit in operation. All through the Bible, children. All right. Revelation gifts. The word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. The word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning of spirits. The word of knowledge reveals certain facts that are in the mind of God that nobody possibly could not have known about you except God said. Now watch this. When these gifts are in operation, especially like the word of knowledge, unlike what I've seen in church, you could tell somebody something crazy about themselves that would seem like it's shameful, but because it was spoken out of the motivation of love, wasn't tainted with that bad spirit, instead of that person running, they go preach for you. Y'all ready? Word of knowledge. Here comes the woman at the well. Y'all remember? When Jesus said, go call your husband. She said, Lord, I don't have none. Hello, come on, talk to me. I don't have none. Jesus said, thou hast well said. You don't have none. Watch what he said. The one you're with now is not your husband. And besides that, you done have five others. Now, you know, if we were in the church today, that person would have got up, ran out the church crying. Because a lot of time when prophets do this in the church today, they do it shaming people. Jesus didn't tell that woman to shame her. God revealed that, so God said, I know the secrets of your heart. That woman left away from there saying, come see a man who done told me all about myself. When it's not done right, they would leave the church and never come back. I don't have nobody saying amen. Amen. The word of wisdom. The word of wisdom. The word of wisdom talks about the mind of God, where he speaks in the future what your purpose is. Somebody say, hold on, what that mean? What that mean? Hold up, wait a minute. Y'all remember Saul? Y'all remember Saul? Y'all remember the children of Israel cried out they wanted a king? Y'all remember that his father, Kish, sent him to find his donkeys? Huh? Y'all remember that?
Saul was on his way to go find asses, donkeys. Talk to me. But he couldn't find them. And on the way back, his little servant said, I know a prophet that's in the city over here. Y'all better talk to me now. And what did Saul tell the servant? I can't go to the prophet because I don't have an offering. So some of y'all sit up here and don't put no offering when an apostle come up here. Hey, listen to me. This ain't no money game. You never appear before a prophet empty handed. I felt that quiet, cold spirit, but get used to it. We're going to break you down because you tripping. You never appear before a prophet empty handed. Did you hear what Saul said? We can't go see the prophet. We don't have no gift. The little man said, yep, we do. I got a shekel right here. And when they went to the prophet and gave him the gift, the prophet told Saul something he wasn't ready for. Saul went to find asses and found out he was going to be a king. What y'all looking at me for? What you looking at me for? He didn't go there. That was God, through the Holy Ghost, spoke to Samuel and said, tell him you're going to be the first king. Talk to me up here. Talk to me. Same Samuel. Now God said, Adam rejected Saul because he didn't listen to me. Now I'm going to raise up David. All of the people coming. Now Samuel now say, he the man. He look good. He smell good. He's 6'4", 224. He got muscles. Come on. And the oil wouldn't flow. You want to know why? Because the oil only flow where God wanted to and who he want to send and who he wants to anoint. They ended up going to get the boy in the field, David. Y'all with me? Listen to me. All of that was done by the gifts of the Spirit. Because listen to what I'm saying. If Samuel was going on his senses, his intellect, he would have anointed that first son of David. Because he had the height and the stature, looked like Saul. God said, I want no more Sauls. He went through all of the boys as though he missed it, but he didn't miss it. He said, do you have another one? He said, yeah, I got one of them little ruddy ones out in the field. So it was obvious none of his family thought he could be king. Like some of you don't think apostle can be apostle. See, that's the problem when you want to connect. When you connect, you can't look at who he is. Is he Baptist? He ain't Baptist. Is he Catholic? He ain't Catholic. Is he Word of Faith? He ain't Word of Faith. What is he? He all God want him to be. Called of God. Anointed. Called to be an apostle. Put in the church for you and I. That's what these gifts are here to help us recognize. Y'all with me now? The word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, and discerning of spirits. Now, discerning of spirits is not talking about discerning of people's spirits. You got a bad spirit. That is not. Come on now. Discerning us. Y'all kind of quiet. How come the people always who say you got a bad spirit got the worst spirit? Shakalaka raka ta 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 ta. Don't speak in tongues now. Amen. Discerning of spirits talks about your ability to see into the spirit world. To discern in the spirit world. You cannot even accurately build in the spirit until you discern in the spirit world. That's what makes apostle. He is such a master builder. Yes, he'll shut you down. He'll turn on you in a minute. I love it. I really love it. I love it. Because, you know, the song, I just got to be me. I just got to be free. Now, I'm not talking about me like, you know, I won't be me. But I'm talking about I got to be what God made me so I could flow and do exactly what God want me to do whenever I need to do it. Everybody here in this school know that. So don't look at us instructors like we done lost our mind. We understand apostolic government. If he say 10 minutes, it's not 10 minutes in 1 second. It's actually 9 minutes and 55. Y'all understand what I'm talking about, huh? Yeah. Amen. Some people, you're scared. No, it's not being afraid. It's operating under apostolic government. Which means he flashing that thing at me right now. So y'all know what that means? Class over. It's a wrap.